Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Doug Hagman here. It is Tuesday, November 14, 1-4-2023, in the year of our Lord. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for so much for your belief and trust in us. I look like, alfalfa, a little spanky or something?
What's up, spanky?
Seriously, man, what the heck? Hair, makeup, come on, man. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with me.
I know why it's like that.
Hush now. Seriously, man. What? Anyway, all right. Man, I'll tell you what. You can dress me up. You can't even do that, can you? Take me out. Big news. A lot of news, really. You know, people are so sick and tired, I think, of hearing about the Israeli-Gaza war that's taking place. Look, the terrorist attack Israel, okay? There was a 7-minute video clip. I'm not sure if I put it in yesterday's show notes, but I'm going to put it in today's show notes. I'm not going to play it. Watch it. It's really a good overview of what's taking place. So here's the deal. You go to HagmanPI.com. You open up today's show notes, and you just look at the source notes, including the guest that we have on, very special guest, because something I was doing some research on. I'm going to kind of take a side turn here. Something I was doing some research on, and I really became interested in this because, well, you know, there are problems and then there are solutions. And this is a solution I found. This is not a paid advertisement, by the way, so don't think about that or don't think that. This is something that with the SARS-CoV-2, with the bioweapon, with the jabs, with all of this stuff, you know, I've gotten to look at a lot of different things. And this is something that caught my attention. And folks, just hang with me. And hang with us and pay attention to our guest, Randy Taylor, is joining me along with Kirk Finney. But before we get into that, I want to show you this. This is, again, so much to get into. Did you know that back in March of this year, the Trilateral Commission, which was formed in 1973, called this year, 2023, year one of the New World Order. Okay, this is not me talking. This is the Trilateral Commission. Now, this is this is a publication that's based in Indonesia. All right, And the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com, and you can read about this. But here's the bottom line on this. This is year one of this New World Order where autocracy. Did I say that right? Did I say that right, Eric the Tech? Autocracy? Anyway, it actually overtakes free market, you know, everything that's good. And all of this is coming together. So I was reading Naomi Wolf's book, Facing the Beast. Yes, I do read. Okay, I got her book, Facing the Beast. Again, she's none of this is paid. This is just for your information. Courage, Faith, and Resistance in a New Dark Age. I'm reading this book. I happened upon that page in some other research I was doing, and things kind of came together. I'm thinking, okay, there's things at play here, big things on a large scale. And by the way, this book by Naomi Wolf, if you haven't read it, Facing the Beast, is one of the best books I've read in a long time. Okay, she gets into the spiritual nature of the battle in which we face. And now this is coming from a born and raised leftist. You really can't get too much further left than at one time Naomi Wolf was. And when she, in reading this book, when she wrote this book, she was talking about what the effects, what the impact of the lockdowns had on her personally, on her family, on what she experienced personally, what we all experienced. Okay, so that's part of this year one New World Order. Okay, because what is happening today, and you all know this, I don't have to get too deep into the weeds on this, but what is happening with this is the formation, this government-private partnership is just going absolutely off the charts, all right? You've got the, and especially with the intelligence community, okay? The Five Eyes on a global scale, the CIA and FBI and the NSA, on a local or on a U.S. level, I suppose. And then if you go down deeper, varying states have different ideas in being absorbed by this single global governance. So I don't mean to confuse the issue or make it more complicated than what it is, but very simply put, what is being attempted through the by the unelected officials, by the current and former, by the government, by the private partnerships forged with government, what's taking place right now is the lockdown of our freedoms. It's gotten so bad, and this is why our guest is coming in here. It's gotten so bad that, for example, if you haven't noticed this already, the FDA is taking off the shelf certain types of decongestants. I'm going to leave it at that. You can do your research on this, but certain types of decongestants are being pulled off the market. Why? Because according to the FDA, they don't work. Okay. All right. Well, they're limiting the selection, your ability to grab, to purchase, to now you can go down to Mexico, you can go to other countries and get these decongestants that the FDA is taking off the market. They don't hurt you, they say. They're just ineffective. So we're going to pull it off the market. Well, if that was the case, then they would be pulling the injecticides, the COVID shots.
How dare you say that?
Yeah, I know. I might just get banned by... Oh, wait, never mind. I'm already banned. How dare I say that? But look, all of this is really... to guide us into our own collective cattle chute.
Will the real science deniers please stand up?
Oh, wait, I'm not a science denier. I'm not a real science denier. And you make a good point, Eric. Isn't it interesting? And Naomi Wolf talks about this in her book. The people who don't have answers... Or don't want to talk about the science behind both the bioweapon, as known as COVID, and the shots. They just look. They will not talk to you. I mean, they will do everything in their power to just shut you down. And again, think of you're laughing. Were you laughing?
Or just these. Scientists that came up with all this stuff don't even know what a chromosome is.
Exactly. When you can't identify or refuse to identify the sex of a person, and you call yourself a scientist. The only thing I can say is, what the hell's wrong with you? Outside being brainwashed. Or perhaps it's Mark Zuckerberg's $36 billion plan for metaverse mind control. Bionic, listen to this, bionic eyeballs, synthetic skin, chemical mist to replace reality, most addictive tech ever. World Economic Forum, big business on board. That's a headline as, that's a headline actually, describing a story on Breitbart that appeared this morning.
Did you buy your mansion in the metaverse yet?
Oh, man. You know, isn't that something where you can
actually... People are just draining their bank accounts.
Yes, yes. And if folks, if you think that's true, I mean, it hurts my head to think about this, where you're living in this fantasy... But I digress. I don't know.
It's like the Matrix.
We are definitely...
Lay down. Here's the IV.
Yeah.
Have fun in your world.
Yeah. And take a deep breath, by the way, because, you know, that'll help you. Take a deep breath. The chemical mist to replace reality. Are you kidding me? But what did they do during the lockdowns? They prevented us from engaging with each other. They decided what was essential and what wasn't, and what wasn't essential, churches, schools. That's why I go back to the opening with the 2023 is year one of the new world order that declared by the Trilateral Commission. And Megan O'Sullivan, who's head of the U.S. head, who worked, by the way, under George W. Bush in Afghanistan and Iraq for policy. Great job there, Megan. Okay. Yeah, okay. Declaring this? I don't think so. Also, speaking of COVID, speaking of the injections, if you haven't seen this, this is something that you really need to see. Vigilant News is reporting that OBGYN dropping this alarming miscarriage data before Congress. This is Dr. In fact, I was communicating with, and I have some communications with Tom Renz, the attorney. Tom Renz, along with a physician and Dr. Malone, were testifying before Congress, and the physician is Dr. Kimberly Bias, an OBGYN who's been involved in 8,000 pregnancies. She testified before Congress that injuries caused by the COVID-19 vaccine, again, those are their words, not our words, are off the charts. Asked how many of your patients or pregnant women that you know of experienced miscarriages after taking the COVID-19 vaccines or injections. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene asking that question. Dr. Biss. Or wait a minute, is it Bias or Biss? Stand by. It's Dr. Biss. I need new glasses, I guess. First explained that the vaccination rate among her patient population was about 60%, and that most of her patients received three, count them, three, not one, not two, because, you know, three injections. Most of them received three. I was talking with a woman yesterday who received, you ready for this, number six. What, the first five didn't help? What the hell's wrong with you? You are you planning seven? You going for COVID injection bingo? I mean, but she didn't want to hear any of it. But this doctor, well, you know what? In my defense, it's spelled differently twice here. So, you know, Dr. Biss first explained that the vaccination rate, again, was 60%. The majority of the patients received their injections in 21 and early 22. However, we are still seeing lingering effects. And the data, I don't know if you can grab that, but it's actually the second, I think it's the second story on Liberty Daily. I'm not sure. But the data, the chart is really absolutely mind-blowing. 45, I mean, to look at the miscarriage rates, okay, which are in orange on this chart. And my apologies, by the way, for blindsiding you on that. There are new patients in blue, miscarriages in orange, and it looks like, I mean, just an incredible rise. And again, it's really strange when you start researching this, and Naomi Wolf kind of got into, there's a chart right there. Look at the orange. Look at that rise in miscarriages. And don't give me this, what is it? Correlation does not equal, or causation doesn't equal, correlation doesn't, is not the same as causation. Pardon me. I really slaughtered that, but you get the idea. Okay. If that is one of the only things changed, then it damn well is. These are responsible, because again, Dr. Wolf went into discussing the menstrual problems of women, and that's pretty embarrassing to talk about, you know, with a non-physician. And then miscarriage rates, but it's all, again, we go back to what I started with, this trilateral commission. Year 2023 is the first year of the new world order. Okay, that's what they say. I say bite me, because we're coming for you. We're coming after you. If you are a globalist, we're not going to put up with that crap. We are not going to put up with that crap. We're tired of these public-private partnerships. We're tired of the censorship. We're tired of Christopher Wray. We're tired of Mayorkas, by the way. Eight Republicans, in case you missed this, eight Republicans voted with Democrats to table the motion for Mayorkas, for his impeachment. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Okay, so the motion was tabled for his impeachment. Okay, he should be dragged by the short ones out of his office, tarred and feathered, naked, in front of the square of in front of the Washington Monument. As a matter of fact, he should be perched on the Washington Monument. See how far that thing can go, right up, if you know what I mean, of Mayorkas. That he's a traitorous, treasonous bastard, and I'll tell you what, he needs to be taken out. So you've got eight Republicans. I don't have their names in front of me. I'm going to put it up on HagmanPI.com later, but I'm telling you right now, that man, if there is any person deserving of impeachment, if there's any person deserving of being taken out, tarred, feathered, shamed, publicly ridiculed, charged, convicted, and then sentenced appropriately, it is that man, along with Potato Head Biden. All right, enough of that. One more thing, and then I'm going to turn this over. The recent fire that happened in Los Angeles, there was a fire on a vital artery on a freeway in Los Angeles. Did you see this? How many people saw this? That was caused by an arson attack. Folks, pay attention to what's happening around you. You've got arsons. You've got structure fires caused by arsonists. You've got explosions of critical infrastructures, areas of critical infrastructures. You've got all of these things taking place. You've got the southern border that's wide open. No accountability there. I don't care if you've got these Republicans in office. They are uniparty members, and they need to be spanked. I mean, shamed, ridiculed, and tossed out of office. That's what they need. We as Americans need to stand up and say no more. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no one coming to help us. We are on our own. I just hope you get that. All right. Let me tell you the names, and then I'm going to get right to Randy Taylor and Mr. Kirk Finney. And man, just wait to hear what they have to say. But I've got to have my say first because I got to tell you, I am really hacked off at this. Okay, you ready? Because Mayorkas, he is not just a disaster. He is a traitorous son of a gun. Yeah, he's a traitorous. When it comes to illegal border crossings, that man is so successful in pushing the agenda for the invasion of the United States. You've got batteries, platoons of military age men coming across the border. You've got fentanyl in record numbers coming across, killing our kids. And don't get me started on that. You've got, and killing others. But the eight Republicans who joined Democrats to table the motion, these people need to be shamed as well. If you see them out, having dinner somewhere, you go up to them and you make them uncomfortable. I'm channeling, by the way, to the FBI watching this. I'm channeling Maxine Waters. Here they are. Ken Buck. Oh, what a surprise. Daryl Issa. Yeah. California. Tom McClintock. Again, California. Patrick McHenry, North Carolina. John Duarte, California. Virginia Fox, North Carolina. Cliff Benz, Oregon. And Mike Turner, Ohio. So if you see them out eating dinner, don't give them a moment's peace. Okay? Don't hurt them. Just don't give them a moment's peace. And again, I'm channeling Maxine Waters for the FBI knocking on my door. All right, RT. In fact, I'm going to let you, Randy Taylor, I'm going to let you kind of superintend, lead off this because I find this fascinating, and I don't want to bogart the interview here. So, sorry,
don't bogart them. All right,
I had too much coffee today, so sorry about that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir. Quickly, very quickly, you mentioned about the vitamins and natural supplements up north. They're having problems up there too. You order a supplement, take up to 9 months to get to the shelf, to get to you. It's nuts. And they're doing the same thing. We're talking about the decongestants. I used to be able to get them in the States always, but you couldn't get them in Canada. Now it's hard getting them in the States. This is getting crazy. But you said follow the science. Did you notice how follow the science kind of drifted out of their vocabularies after they tried to sell everybody that men could be girls and girls could be men? Anybody notice that? Yeah. Follow the science just went away after COVID. It was great during COVID. Hey, follow the science. That was one of the first things out of their mouth. And then we fired back when they started doing it with the alphabet people. We were like, well, if he's born with a penis, why are you calling it a girl? And that shut him down. I don't know if anybody noticed that. And Mayorkas, please, never naked. No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I guess I went a little bit too far with that, didn't I?
We were good. We were good with the tar and feather, but the naked thing, I don't know, man. We just can't do it. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're for a great show here. And I'm going to introduce you to somebody that's pretty cool. All right. And this person comes with our trust factor, which is important. You know that we only present the best. And this gentleman, when it comes to health through your water, is an expert.
Pay attention, ladies. The other thing I'm going to say here, pay attention to this. And Randy Taylor, I had no idea. And since
the depth of this. Yeah.
I had no idea that. Okay, so I'm gonna say something, and then something very personal. Oh. Okay, I've got some health issues, and I was talking with my doctor. What are you laughing at?
He pulls out the book.
Yeah, it's like a scroll. Anyway, and the doctor said, "Look, you've got some issues. You've got to drink more water." And I said, okay. So I'm drinking more water. And he said, you're not drinking enough water. I said, how much? Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to do? Stick a fire hose down my throat? I mean, seriously. And he said, what kind of water are you drinking? I said, what kind of water? I mean, how many kinds of water is there? And I got a little bit of an education. Okay, I'm going to flip it back to you, RT.
I'll tell you what, that is an education coming your way. And ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud to present Kirk Finney. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Fantastic here.
I certainly can't. I mean,
aside from the naked Mayorkas vision.
Kirk, we're just going to turn it over to you, let you open up and tell the Hagman audience what you're doing and why you do it.
Sure. So, you know, I grew up in Long Island, New York. My dad was a dentist. We lived on the North Coast, which was a, you know, a higher end area. And I was taught in school that, you know, water is H2O. It's a chemical, you know, compound, and that water is either clean or it isn't. And that's the deciding factor. And there wasn't a whole lot of emphasis on that because we were told that the water in Long Island and New York City, you know, was exceptional. It was infused with fluoride, which was excellent, you know, for our teeth and our body. And we just thought it was great. You know, we were privileged to have that water. And of course, the baked goods in Brooklyn, you know, are a lot better with this water. There's a whole story behind it. And then in the 80s, you know, people started questioning the chemicals that we used as disinfection compounds, thinking to themselves, you know, well, maybe if it kills bacteria, maybe it also, you know, will kill us, you know, over time and distance. Just kind of common sense. And so water filtration, you know, became a big issue. I call that generation one. And then in 2007, we were doing what we do, you know, on our farm property in Long Island. I mean, I'm sorry, in North Carolina. And all of a sudden, I got a friend that called me from Utah saying, hey, have you ever heard of alkaline, you know, antioxidant water? We've got this machine. It comes from Japan. It, you know, it makes water more absorbable in the body. And I want to send you some testimony, you know, to look at. So I said, okay, fine. So she sent me a phone book. Hundreds and hundreds of testimonials of people that had experienced health results from drinking this water. So I started looking into it further. The machine was very, very expensive. Certainly the product that it produced, this energized water, was efficacious. There was no doubt in my mind. You know, I thought that, you know, I could buy a good used car at that time for what they were charging for this machine. And nonetheless, I became excited and interested. So we started doing a tremendous amount of research, Kathy and I both. And we found a company that was manufacturing these systems, not in Japan, but in Korea. And we were introduced to a local distributor who had the rights to sell it. And we said, look, you know, this company is selling this product for $4,000. We can represent a better product for under $2,000. Let's do it. So we formed a partnership and started doing that. We did many millions of dollars in sales in just a couple of years. The product was absolutely tremendous. There was some things with it that I wasn't, you know, excited about. One was that it had to have mineral content in the water in order to function. And most of the things that we're trying to get rid of in the water are smaller in particulate size than the minerals. So if we're getting the minerals, we're getting these other cousins that are sneaking in with them. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, we're actually energizing all of these things together, which might not be such a great thing. And still the price, you know, we'd have everybody look at the presentation. They wanted a machine, but even at under $2,000 in 2007, most couldn't afford it. But they would come back, you know, a year and a half later after watching a 45-minute presentation saying, hey, now we're ready. We've saved up. We want. I've never seen that happen with any product before. So when people get into this story of energized water, invariably, they want one of these systems. And so in 2010, we started another company with just Kathy and I, and we developed a non-electric energized media solution that creates a line of products that allow us a lot more flexibility with how we handle the filtration and, yay, the purification of that water. And at this time, we already had, you know, several doctors that we become close to that were working with the water in their practice as well. And off we were. With now a $500 countertop machine in 2010, and that impacted the market. We were very successful. We had some hiccups and bumps, obviously, along the way. We were doing our own in-house manufacturing. We had done some fulfillment in our own fulfillment center, even in this other company. So we had a setup, thank goodness, to do that. You know, one of the problems that companies have, if they don't handle their own fulfillment, they can't make changes to what they're sending out. They can't adapt the product to an individual client. You know, we've always been able to do all of that because we do everything ourselves and have quite an extensive parts inventory, even for those things that may not be immediately applicable. And yet we even got into other manufacturing and a little bit of molding and, you know, some machinery with hard equipment so that we could continue to move forward and not be dependent on other people. And I think we could all agree that that's a little bit more important now than it was back in 2010. So that's how we got started. And, you know, I guess the big story I want to leave everybody with is this. We had four small children, small and young teenagers in the house back at that time, and they had never drank any water. I mean, it just didn't happen. We had a water treatment plant in our farm because the water has sulfur and it just stinks and you can't use it. It has to be doctored before you can use it, but they would never drink the water. It was the beverages. And at that time, a lot of sports beverages. And so when I put this system into our house, the next day they started drinking the water of their own volition and they never stopped doing it throughout their entire life. And I can count the time on half a hand where any of us have been sick. Now I know that that's could be misconstrued to be a claim and we don't make any claims about our products, their food products. I'm just telling you what happened to us. And I've seen this story repeat itself over and over over the last now 17 years. So this is a real technology. There's a lot of wonderful companies out there that make energized water products in many different forms. We're just one of them. I happen to think that we have a very efficacious line that is way beyond affordable by every person out there. And I think that might be what separates us. And also we've got, you know, 50,000 hours working with this water, you know, over this time, hundreds of doctors, thousands of patients. There's not much that can happen that I haven't seen and witnessed. And I'm a real true believer in it.
Excellent. You had mentioned health professionals. You're working with health professionals. That probably lends a lot of validity to what you just said about family members not being sick.
Well, it could. I mean, you know, everybody's
body. I'm just saying that there's got to be a connection there somewhere.
Well, sure. And that seems like common sense. I mean, Ben Franklin said common sense is not all that common. But I just think that, you know, we've always taught people that the way to get into this is to drink the water yourself, see how you feel, and then share your personal results with others rather than delving into the science. There's extensive science behind this, but like many truth things, and I know everybody can relate to this, not everybody relates to it. You know, people would rather live in their own existing paradigm and move forward no matter what else is happening because maybe they're just too distracted, you know, with everything going on that they can't focus on something new. And I think that happens to a lot of us. This water changes people. And if you try it, you'll see what I'm talking about.
If you want, Randy, I know that there are some slides, and I'm a visual person a lot.
Agreed.
So, I mean, there are some slides. Kirk, if you want to call up any slide as you're answering or talking, please do that.
Okay.
Very informally, okay. Do that because again, I like looking at stuff when we're talking about this kind of stuff. But go ahead, Randy. Continue.
Just so with the doctors, I was mentioning, how are they using your water?
Well, in a variety of different ways. Most of them, quite frankly, have some of our commercial equipment in their practice office, and they make that water available to patients who then have to come in, you know, with multi-gallon jugs to collect the water and then schlep, we say in Long Island, you say carry, back to their house. And this becomes rough, you know, over time. I mean, I have a doctor in the city here in North Carolina that dispenses water to patients in a 7-gallon Coleman water container. And they have a little mini hand truck where they truck it out to the car. And then the patient, you know, has to lug this into the house. What happens is people wind up buying a unit, you know, from us for their house because they're tired of schlepping the water back and forth. And that's kind of been our business model, you know, this whole time. We've never done any advertising online.
A lot of our listeners are probably, you know, you slap a label on a type of system, you know, reverse osmosis.
Sure.
What would you say your type of product is? And it just enters an energizing system?
It is. It creates an energized alkaline antioxidant water for our point of use drinking water systems. And then for the whole house systems, It's a micro clustered spa type energized water that doesn't have an alkaline or an antioxidant value. The media that we use to create that energy shift in the drinking water is very expensive, and you wouldn't want to be flushing it down your toilets and using it, you know, in your laundry and, you know, and that kind of thing. And yeah, so there's a lot of different types of equipment depending on the application. We offer all of them, including custom made builds. We do all the time because people have different, you know, applications in their house and in their plumbing.
Gotcha. How about we pull up, let's go through some slides and brother, just educate the people out
okay.
there.
Okay, pull up slide one, Eric, if you would.
This is fantastic.
So this is us here in North Carolina. We live on a rural farm property. It's about 40 plus acres. And the thing that we like best about it is that these are real people that, you know, you would think because of the Civil War are hardcore, you know, patriots that are very anxious to preserve freedom. Unfortunately, because of the education system and everything that's happened, that isn't always the case. But most of our neighbors are farmers. We get along great. We love it. It was a wonderful community to raise our kids. And again, you know, not only do we handle design and development, but we also handle all of our own fulfillment. So we have a very personalized service that we offer. And, you know, we would ask everybody to really check us out. Go ahead and bring up slide two.
Is that your daughter in the picture? I meant to ask.
That's my wife.
Oh, okay.
She's standing right next to me here on the sideline. She doesn't like being on camera, but we might get her to walk by, you know, if we ask her. Maybe you guys can relate to that, you know, the wife, incredible wife that supports and does everything, but just doesn't like to be seen, you know? So that's kind of the thing. But she handles all of our customer service, and she's very personable, and we get nothing but compliments. So, you know, I started looking in 2007 at these testimonies and the story that was behind it about how there was, you know, indigenous populations throughout the world that just tended to live longer, you know, healthier, happier lives. And the theory was that a lot of this had to do with the water. Most of it was what they call glacial runoff, although not all mountain runoff obviously is glacial. And so we tried to model what we're doing with our energized water solution to mimic some of the characteristics that are experienced in these, what I call healthy water meccas. And I think we've done one heck of a job, you know, at doing that based on the results that we have. Go ahead and bring up slide two. So I believe, and this is just my personal opinion, I'm not a doctor, we don't make health claims, I think that the body is tubular, meaning that it's a system of tubes, you know, and connected pathways. And much of the food and beverages that we have access to serves over time to gum up and block that distribution system in the body. And that in fact is the ultimate, you know, root cause of most, if not all, disease. And the body will rot from the inside, become very, very acidic. And you get into this cycle where you've got an over acidification of the blood, the tissues, and then the organs. And then later on you die. And this is evidenced by the fact that, you know, young babies are very alkaline when tested, and that it just continues to get more acidic. The face, you know, will shrink, and God forbid the hair, you know, will fall out, which I can personally attest to. And these things happen. Some of them are genetic, but the things that we can prevent can be prevented with excellent detoxification. And we talked about this in the pre-show that, you know, having this water on tap at your sink is one way to have the discipline that you can continue to use it, you know, all the time, unlike a supplement where you have to make a decision, you know, every day or several times a day to take it. It may not be convenient. I mean, we had to come up with travel devices in 2012 because people would leave their equipment in their home when they travel, and they would freak out. They would say, well, you know, we're buying this fancy smart water and Tahitian Noni water, and I just don't feel the same. I'm sluggish. Why is that? And we said, okay, no problem. You know, here's an Alka Wand, which has our energized media in it. You can shake it up in a bottle of purified, you know, bulk water that you buy at the stand, and it'll convert that into a modicum of the alkaline antioxidant. We have sold hundreds of thousands of these Alka Wands. It's been knocked off and copied by, you know, 100 different copycat people all over the world, but nobody has our media compound that we developed back in 2010. So that's kind of the bell, you know, that we have to ring.
So the alkaline is the focus of the machines?
I think the alkalinity is a great story. And we talked about this too. You know, Doug said, well, what's alkalinity? Well, alkalinity is not alkaline. Alkalinity is the quotient measurement of a substance to create a shift change in the pH. So if you have a glass of 7-Up and you test that with our colored pH drops, it's going to show up as extremely acidic, you know, down to a level 4, sometimes even maybe a 3. And this is across the board on most of the so-called sports and health beverages that are out there. And you can pour gallons of alkaline water into that glass and still not shift that back even to neutral. And the reason is that the alkalinity is a lot less potent than the acidity, because the acidity is the natural form. You know, it's the rot phase, which we all go through. So literally everything we can do to assist the body, not cause from the function of the product, but everything we can do to assist the body in its natural things will enhance our health. And I believe that that's what this is all about. Yes, it's alkaline. It's alkaline as a result of the, you know, energized media solution. It does carry a very subtle a negative electrical charge. So it behaves like water from a fresh moving stream or a deep well organic spring, in that it's going to have the ability to move toxins and oxidants out of the body more easily than other beverages. But at the end of the day, I believe it's just helping the body do what the body wants to do naturally. And so much of what we take in every day in the environment that we live in, you know, is counterproductive to that health.
Are there filters involved with this? Replaceable?
There are. I think there's two aspects to water, many more besides, but two main ones. One is, you know, let's prevent and get rid of as much of the toxic, you know, flow as we possibly can. You know, disinfectant compounds, fluoride additives. You know, maybe it's easier to throw the, you know, the newest medical concoctions into the water than to hope that people get it injected. You know, we're seeing this happen now with the foods, and it will with the beverages. And yeah. I just think anybody that doesn't protect themselves with a system in their home is pretty foolish, because, you know, even going out to getting government supplied water in a shutdown, you're going to get that plasticided, you know, acidic bottled water that isn't going to do much to help you.
I know throughout my life in different places, you'd hear about water being tested and it's coming back very bad. You know, anything time we believe, you know, you depend on the city or municipality, you know, to supply your water, I think you're asking for trouble.
Well, it's very true. And I tell people all the time, you know, they ask, well, they say, well, you know, do these systems completely purify, you know, the water? And the answer is everything is a mitigation issue. I mean, you could put a, you know, $15,000 whole house RO system, you know, into your basement, and it's not going to be good for your plumbing. It's going to hurt your appliances. It's generating very acidic water. You almost have to remineralize it after that. And the maintenance on these things is huge. For many people, you know, a 75 or 85% reduction is good enough, because whatever they're going to buy in the store, if it's made, you know, and packaged in a bottle, a box, or a bag, it's made with this fluoridated, you know, chemicalized water 99% of the time. So I just think it's a convenience thing, but being able to filter and clean your water is so important. And we make different systems for different parts of the country. And so if somebody orders a product in Texas, even if they order the wrong thing, it's going to generate a discussion. I'm going to call them and say, hey, you know, we find out over the last 10 years that this is what people down there are most concerned about. We're going to build you something special or do something different. And we have the ability to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have such a high level of customer retention, is we give that personalized, you know, consultation if people want it. And that being said, we've got a lot of simplistic products that you can buy too without that, but we're there to watch out for you.
Cool. The average residence, where would you put this system? The average, in the typical residence.
Okay, whole house systems are typically put into what they call the point of entry of the water, which in many homes could be the garage, it could be the basement, it could be the crawl space. And so to treat all the water in the home, you have to install a system prior to the water distribution. So every fixture in the house, you know, has either just a cold, like a toilet, or a hot and cold distribution point. And those are branched off the main trunk of the point of entry. so is the hot water heater, because it's separate, you know, hot and cold. So you want to hit that water before, if you can. We make a number of super convenient systems to do that, and we pre-plumb them according to the specification of the individual application at the person's home. So whether you have 3/4, 1 inch, it's PVC, it's CPVC, it's PEX, it's copper, whatever it is, we set that system up to work for you. We've got a special that we'll talk about here in a bit for a whole house system that's our latest iteration of filtration combined with energized water. There's nothing else like it on the market. We've sold hundreds of these systems in different iterations. This is the newest one that combines our Helix Energizer together with our longstanding DynaPure whole house filter. And we're making it available to Hagman listeners at a $500 discount. And
that's a big discount.
If you've been thinking about whole house water, you know, treatment and safety, this is something you need to really seriously look at during this, you know, early bird Black Friday sale.
Okay. I'm going to punch in here. Okay. So, to be transparent with my listeners and viewers, I mentioned about my situation where my health, how can I put this? I was not being hydrated enough while retaining, especially around the heart, and I'm being transparent, fluid, okay, water basically. So the more water I was drinking, I was actually causing, and maybe I'm not saying this properly, but causing my own problems because I was following my doctor's advice. So prior to you coming on, I sent your website to my personal care physician, the new one, the doctor I've known for a number of years, who quit practicing and then practiced, resumed his practice elsewhere. And I said, take a look at this website and tell me if this would help me. And I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 days later, this earlier, closer to, it was Saturday or Sunday, I believe it was. He called me and he said, absolutely, because all water is not made the same. And then he proceeded to tell me about energized water versus bottled water versus just simply filtered water versus tap water. Okay. And this is what he told me. Okay. This would be a way to mitigate some of my health problems effectively. Does that, Kirk, make sense to you?
Without
making medical claims, but
sure.
Again, all water is not the same. I guess that's like, I could drink a case of bottled water. It's not like drinking a case of energized water. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Absolutely. I mean, stark differences. And it, in many cases, it not only has to do with what's in the water, but it has to do with the way that that water was handled, which is something that starts to drift away from the chemical and physical teachings that all of us had in school, you know, some of us a lot more. When we start talking about, you know, cluster molecular structure in water, what makes water bio water versus bulk water, how it behaves in the body, you know, we get into this in-depth thing that you may or may not even be able to see with a microscope. So the only thing I can really go by is, how do people feel when they get on this water? What does it do for them? What does it not do for them? And, you know, I was telling Randy this, we probably had, I don't know, 6 or 7 email exchanges and several conversations before, you know, you so graciously agreed to have me come on. And in all of that time, you know, I kept thinking about, you know, what's the easiest way to convey this? And the easiest way to convey it is try the water, see how your body feels, and then you'll know whether or not it's for you. And that being said, there's reams of scientific data. There's short videos that you can watch.
Speaking of that, you've got a video. Can we play that now?
Please do. Yeah, that's Masaru Emoto.
Because this helped me understand because when I was talking, when my doctor was talking to me, I mean, we had a great conversation, but I was like, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to, you know,
what was the deal with the tie, buddy?
but I'll tell you what, this helped me explain. It's a great video. So go ahead and Eric the Tech, roll this video.
Visual is better, definitely.
Masaru Emoto, promoter of the power of water, Tokyo, Japan. For most scientists, water is first and foremost the chemical formula H2O. But for this unorthodox Japanese author, water is also an amazing vector of information. He discovered this property in 1994 when he decided to freeze water samples and photograph the crystals that formed under the microscope.
Not one single crystal was like the others. Just as no two human faces are exactly alike, no two identical snowflakes have ever been produced.
Masaru also found that the general appearance of the crystals differed depending on the source of the water. The results were even more striking when Masaru tested how water responded to music, photos, and words.
It's perhaps easier to understand with music, but photos also have vibrations. And even if they are minuscule, water absorbs them and reproduces them.
With the thousands of photographs he has taken over 25 years, Masaru believes in the memory of water and its power over our mental and physical health.
I think with my discovery, the wall that separates science from religion collapses. It's as if I were building a bridge between the two. So, of course, people think I'm exaggerating, that I'm going too far, but I am in tune with the Greek philosopher Thales, who said 2,500 years ago, water is the origin of everything, and that cannot be denied.
You know, with all the talk about frequencies and the 5G spike protein, you know, detoxification of bodies, folks, that video to me made sense. Okay. It was short, but it made sense to me. Randy Taylor, go ahead and take it, or Kirk, go ahead and comment.
Yeah, I think, you know, any of us that have seen, you know, the cymatics videos where frequency and sound, you know, has a definitive effect on the pattern of, you know, any kind of substance. I mean, they usually show sand. Same thing happens with water. So frequency interacting, you know, with the water is very, very important. And we have a number of very subtle frequency devices built into many of our builds, including our new whole house system, which we call the Dyna Energizer. And that's one of these offers that we have that are special Black Friday sales. And so I think, you know, I mean, I've had people put this into swimming pool plumbing, you know, spa and gym plumbing, their homes. I've had people call me and say, I can't believe how my bath water looks, you know, after putting this in. I put the prototype into my house, the first Helix Energizer, probably 3-4 years ago. And immediately, usually when my salt-based ion exchange softener runs out in my house, my water has such terrible quality that you can see it immediately in the bathtub. You know, it starts to turn colors, it gets green, and eventually it'll make things stained. And when I put the Helix Energizer in, I completely ran out of salt, and I didn't even know it for like a month or two. Now, again, I'm not making a claim. I'm just telling you what happened to me, and I would encourage you to check it out. You know, any questions, you can certainly give us a call. I mean, we're here to discuss and help. And, you know, like everything else, I mean, we don't want to waste our precious time because we're trying to fit in our continued prep and other things on the weekends. Like so many of us are, it's getting colder out. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Listen, you and I, prior to coming on the show, we talked about a Friday early bird special. We did it for the Hagman people.
We did.
For our Hagman Report audience, ladies and gentlemen. This is important. This was done for you. So, Kirk, what do you got coming up here?
Yeah, so that would be slide 5, Eric.
Yeah, he's working on that.
Okay. But there'll be a link. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there'll be a link in the description that'll take you right here. And we're talking about our Ready Pure emergency water filter. A lot of people are familiar with the other great brands, you know, of gravity-fed filters that are out there. This is a unit that we developed back in, I think it was 2013. And so it's been around about 10 years. And we always had, you know, a solid stainless steel billet, you know, metal spout. It's got the best gravity-fed cartridges that I've ever seen. I mean, in terms of what they do, it takes a little bit longer to process the water. The filters have to be primed. And it's because they do such a great job. I mean, you can pour, you know, swimming pool water in this, pond water, muck water, you know, from the street. You can put, you know, water that has decayed leaves in it, you know, through a filter, you know, like a big coffee filter, as John always suggests. You know, before this unit is what you need to save yourself if water at the tap is no longer available. That can happen for a lot of folks. That's our Ready Pure. And we're offering a $100 discount with a limit of 5 units to everybody that's out there in the Hagman audience. And we like to say that one unit is great, you know, for 2 people. If you have more folks in your family, you probably want to get a second one. And if there's a better, more valuable, inexpensive barter unit to have on hand, I don't know what it would be, because water obviously is very, very important. And you know, it doesn't take long for waterborne diseases to develop in public systems that are not maintained, and it can become an absolute nightmare health-wise. So I recommend that. That's our Ready Pure $100 discount. And then we have our brand new Dyna Energizer, which combines our long-standing commercial a whole house filter along with our double helical vortexing structuring water technology called the Helix Energizer, all in one unit. All on a platform that you can easily connect to your plumbing. We can plumb it in a variety of different ways if you have special needs. So these things are fantastic, and I would encourage you to check it out. Hopefully we'll get a chance, you know, to explain and talk further. And Doug, love to drive up, you know, before it gets too cold up to Erie and put one of these drinking water systems in for you. Either in the office or at home, whatever you prefer. And I think you'll see a huge difference in how you feel. And I think ultimately your doctor will probably agree.
Interesting. The one on the left, okay, the Ready Pure, that does not energize, but it filters, correct?
Well, that's right. But see, what makes this different than everybody else is we have our energized media blend available in a post or lower cartridge that you can add to that unit, and you can get the energized water through that system, which is something that nobody else has. And, you know, this was a part that took quite a bit to orchestrate, you know, the way we do it. And I think you'll really enjoy that.
Oh, hot diggity. Okay.
But it won't take the place of the home systems. I just want to say that, because it's a small unit, you know, and it takes a while to generate water, and they're not the most convenient things to use, you know, no matter what other people would tell you. I personally like the energized water at the tap, but God forbid the electric shuts down and you don't have any water at the tap.
Bingo.
You have a well, you're not able to power the well. You need to have a Ready Pure on hand.
And with all the trust we have in anything government, I would say definitely protect your water. All right. And the other thing, so I'm clear, this is designed and built right here in the United States.
It is. We use some parts that come from overseas, like everybody else does.
That's fine, but you are the last person that touches it.
We're the only one that touches it, cleans it, assembles it, and the idea behind it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's huge. That right there is huge. Thank Ladies you. And gentlemen, another thing, Kirk is a patriot. Kirk is a Christian. Kirk is a very good man, okay? I looked, I searched, I couldn't find anything bad about him online. I tried. It's not there. Kirk, tell you what, let's let you get the last few minutes here to wrap up, and then we've got to take care of more show business. But any last words or anything you want to leave the audience with?
Yeah, I just really want to say thank you so much, Doug and Eric and Randy, for having me on. You know, Doug, I've been watching you longer than anybody else in the Truther movement. And I've got to say that I have an emotional attachment to what you folks do there. I always have. There's five or six people that I make sure and watch and listen to every week whenever I can. I've been told, you know, to somewhat minimize that when I'm on long car rides because not positive, you know, most of the time, as we now know. And I have a partner, you know, as we all do. But, you know, it's so important what you do. And God bless you and all involved, and God bless our listening audience, because I really truly believe that we are the last bastion of freedom here in the U.S.
Well, you're not going to get out of this interview so easy, because you're going to hang with us.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
We're just going to quit talking about water.
Well, yeah, but I got to tell you, though, this is a good, that's really, that whole, everything you do, Kirk, I've got to say this, with respect to water, is so important, because our bodies are what, 70% water? Isn't that?
They are, but here's the thing. When you understand, you know, combining in the body, I mean, the water molecule is so tiny that actually by molecular count, we're over 99% water. So we are aqueous beings, just like it says in Genesis 1:2. There's no getting away from it. And again, I just want to let everybody know, I mean, from my point of view, the world is much different than what we're led to believe. And you know, taking advantage of origin food products is the key, I think, to, you know, to preserving our life.
You mentioned that the homeowner can install this. What kind of time are you talking about?
It depends. Ballpark. I mean, I make just myself ballpark. Available. Yeah, I make myself available 7 days a week on notice. I mean, I'm not always available, obviously, on Sunday, never in the morning on Sunday. But I make myself available to help people when they can do it, you know, with their installs and everything we set up is designed for that. We encourage people, if they feel like they don't have the skills, to go ahead and get a plumber or a very competent handy person. You know, anybody that's ever changed out a faucet can put one of our you know, in-house drinking water systems in, no problem. The new, you know, solid brass quick connect fittings, you know, and PEX plumbing and things like that make it very easy for people to do even whole house plumbing if they care to do it. But you have to have a certain amount of skill level. You have to understand the difference between an adjustable crescent wrench, you know, and pliers and channel locks. And if you've got those basic skills, we can help you do it. I would say that 75 or 80% of our equipment is installed by the purchaser. Because the DIY movement is so huge, you know, at this point.
It is huge. A lot of people can't afford to bring in.
That's what it is.
No, that's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. Like, yeah, I know.
This is great. I'm definitely piqued my interest. First time I talk to you.
Thank you.
Definitely. All right, Doug, what do you want to rap about, man?
Well, you know, the more and more, this kind of fits right in with what we're talking about. Eric the Tech, I don't know if you can do this. There is an Alex Jones video. Mercury pollution can make birds homosexual. There's a video about this. Okay. And you know, the whole thing about the frogs becoming homosexual. Okay. The various chemicals causing that. This is why, in my view anyway, this is why people like Kirk himself and his company, this is why we need to be paying attention to what's going on around us, and we need to put in our bodies, especially water, only the best. And that's why, after a lot of research, and again, after talking with my own family doctor, you know, I feel good about this, but I don't know if you did. You happen to see that? I didn't send it to you in show prep. Alex Jones, mercury pollution can make birds homosexual. It's an interesting take on this. Let's see if we can pull this up here. It's only a couple.
How about
go ahead.
Kirk's battery's running low. He needs to flop it out. So. We'll watch the video. Kirk, that'll give you a second to do the battery thing, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Right on, man.
All right. Okay. Eric the Tech. See, I didn't give him this prior to airtime, so I apologize for this. You ready? All right, here it is. Watch this. Nope.
Mercury pollution can make male birds homosexual. Of course, I told you that decades ago. It's in mainline science. But they just cut up the clip to make it sound like I'm completely insane. I'm sick of them putting mercury in the food and water supply that turns the frickin' birds gay. Sick of it. Sick and tired of it. I've not been this excited ever. Woo! Yeah, Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
And we intentionally allowed that to play.
This is an article out of Discovery Magazine. I have another one out of Scientific American and another one here. So that's American Scientist. I have another one here out of the Daily Mail. And I have a study. Mercury pollution can make male birds homosexual. Of course, I told you that decades ago. It's in mainline science. But they just cut up the clip to make it sound like I'm completely insane. I'm sick of them putting mercury in the food and water supply that turns the frickin' birds gay. Sick of it. Sick and tired of it. There. Other memes born into the galaxy. It's a fact in amphibians, birds, fish, mammals, that any of these endocrine disruptors, like atrazine or mercury, in utero, with mammals, that's in your mama's uterus, and in the egg during formation with birds, makes them want to have sex with the same sex. Remember David Hogg said, I don't know why Alex is against the frogs turning gay. Gay is good. Well, gay is good if you don't want to have any more birds or frogs or humans. By the way, if you think I'm joking, find the clip. It's in a water commercial. I know it's in one of the older, happened like 5-6 years ago. David Hogg's on C-SPAN. He's like, how dare Alex Jones attack gay people with his homophobia, claiming the frogs are turning gay? Plus, what's wrong with gay frogs? Plus, have you watched Jones? He's very crafty. He tells you there's toxins in the water, and then he sells you water filters. Oh, how deceptive. I directly say, here's a problem. By the way, here's a highly rated water filter that also keeps us on air at the lowest price you're going to find, a win-win. You should get it. He says, I'm lying about the chemicals to sell you a water filter. Now, it would be like, let's say I was in Omaha, Nebraska in 1875. And that was one of the railheads of the West, or Kansas City was another one. And the railheads ended, you know, pretty much there to a great extent. And so you would have big company stores that sold covered wagons and beef jerky and ammunition and medicine. And imagine somebody walks into one of those and says, you're a scam artist. What are you doing selling dry goods at the gateway to the West? What are you doing selling shotgun shells? You're a scammer. It'd be like if you went to the Caribbean to go scuba diving and you went out to the dive office and said, hey, I want to rent some tanks with oxygen off of you, but why are you a scammer? Why are you selling snorkels and masks and regulators and fins and buoyancy compensators and mask cleaner and maps of where to go find the best coral reefs to dive? And what are you doing renting air tanks? I mean, it'd be like if he pulled into a gas station and went, whoa, you're selling gasoline. But to Hogg is so stupid, though. That's like genius level. Like he says there's dangerous chemicals in the water, and then he sells you a water filter. Be like saying, oh, you hurt your knee and you got some pain in it. You walked into a door or something. And then, hey, why don't you get some Advil? Ooh, like there's pain. And then he tells you there's a pain reliever. Or it'd be worse than that if you were hungry and you put a sign up on the highway that you had a hamburger or a barbecue place that said, hey, delicious fresh barbecue and hamburgers. That's manipulative to put up a sign and tell hungry travelers, we sell hamburgers. We sell iced tea.
Okay, you can...
We shall brisk.
We'll put the link up at HagmanPI.com. But Randy Taylor, today we are looking for the best possible solutions for the problems inflicted upon us. And that's what I do, you know, and that's what you do, and that's what Kirk does. And we do this, and when we find something of value, we like to share it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's our job, Doug. That's what we do.
And so there's really two stories here, obviously. There's the intentional infliction, I believe, by the government. Democide is as we've seen with the injections. And then, of course, you've got not necessarily runoff from factories or from industry, but the intentional pollution for specific purposes of water, of food. Look what they're doing with mosquitoes. Look what they're doing with the food, injecting beef. It's just, go ahead.
They've made it clear that they want about 80% of us gone. Yeah. It would not surprise me at all for reports to start showing up that they've been poisoning the water with no one's knowledge, you know, and then there it is. We write off a lot of stuff to the shot. Well, the shot could have killed them. Yeah. There's other things out here that could kill you too. And I don't, you know me, I don't trust the government. You don't trust the government when it even comes down to our drinking water, especially anything we put in our body. We have to look at it. And then that's Kirk. I think that's super. What you have here, I like it because you have the different levels of product, and that works, you know, what folks have to spend. And the fact that you're available for your clients when they're installing it, man, that's super. That is super.
Yeah, well, I mean, so everything works together, I think. Yeah. This is why we do what we do. Okay. By the way, is Kirk back or is he still swapping?
I can see him. Kirk?
Hey. So
I'm here.
So have you, Kirk, studied or have you looked at, you know, the stories, the claims of the contamination that changes the sexual preference? I don't know how else to describe it, of mammals and animals and birds now, through the contamination process, whether it be, regardless. I mean, was that a motivating factor? Did that play into anything that you're doing?
No, we don't make the claim that our water will help you change your sex. If you're after, this is the wrong place to go. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
I think that there's a lot of malarkey out there. You know, I think Alex is right about one thing. There's a lot of malarkey out there in marketing, especially to do with a lot of, you know, so-called natural health products. We try to keep things natural, you know, on an even keel. Everybody has different source water in their home. Without exception, if it's municipal water, it's going to have in it the additives that the municipality, you know, chooses to put in. And that all depends on whether or not their computer generated dosing systems are working correctly. And obviously the source behind the ingredients they get. And it's my suspicion that they look to buy those ingredients cheaply. I mean, I'm just saying it's what I would probably do if I, you know, was an employee like that. So I just think that you have to take personal responsibility for your own water quality. And we create a lot of different tools, you know, to help you do that.
And you know, water's a target. Even when we were doing counterterrorism work, Doug, remember finding outlines of cities' water supplies and all, it's always going to be a target. And they could be putting, and the government, Lord knows, they just know that it reaches almost everyone. And that's quite a thought when you think about it.
Precisely. All right. Kirk, let me ask you, because we haven't spoken about this, but when you think about world events and domestic events and such, I just man to man and men to man, I want to ask you, what keeps you up at night the most out of all the headlines that you happen to see, out of everything you read? What's on your radar, top on your radar?
You know, that's a great question. And I think that, you know, for me, I have a personal sorrow for all those people out there that don't know what we know, you know, keeping in mind that, that, you know, ignorance is bliss. And maybe for a lot of people, it's good not to know. I've always been a truth seeker and somebody that, you know, is motivated by trying to do the right thing, whatever that is at the time. And, you know, I've made some mistakes in my life. I mean, I've made some mistakes in business. I've hurt people, you know, unintentionally in business, you know, in my younger day. And I've worked really hard, you know, to try to redeem myself from that. And I know at the end of the day that there isn't anything that I can say or do or motivate anybody else to say or do to change, you know, one iota of, you know, a simple fact that if we don't follow God's law, we're going to end up in a certain place at the end of the lifetime, and it's going to be tragic. And I think that's the most important, you know, because there's a lot of people that are bent, you know, toward feeling the way that we do just because it's inbred into their character. I don't know if it's God ordained. I assume it must be. And so there's certain people, you could say the same message to 10 people and only 0.5 is going to pick up on it. You know, why is that? It's always been that way. I think, you know, the greatest sin is humanism, you know, thinking that somehow we can change what God has intended or what the program is, that we can somehow change that. And we can't change that. We can't elevate ourselves. We can make ourselves a little more comfortable, but there's a danger in doing that. I mean, you know, the biggest danger is people are too comfortable with the status quo and it's too inconvenient to consider other possibilities. And that more than anything is going to wipe most people out because they don't listen to the information that we listen to and they don't take people seriously like John and Dr. Ted and all the others that we associate with Dave. I mean, it's so crude, you know, and you listen to all these different people the way that I do, and they all have slightly different opinions on many different matters. But quite frankly, I agree with 99% of it, you know, and always have, because it's common sense based and it's based on an understanding of human nature and that we're all terrible sinners. I mean, the human heart is wicked beyond anything we can understand. And who can know it, you know, because we all have that heart. And it's an effort, you know, a continuing effort. But I'm hopeful in one thing. I'm hopeful in that we're not going to go down, you know, without some resistance. And I know that in the heart of heart. You know, I feel like, you know, looking at my life thinking, well, you know, even we who live a hectic life, we enjoy what we do. We live in a house that we built with our own two hands. We have 5 children. You know, 4 that we raised here in North Carolina, they were all home births, you know, every one of them, you know, they don't get sick, they don't have issues, but even they, because of the internet and the information, have shifted off, you know, philosophically in different ways, you know, as young adults. And I think that's pretty common. I think that happens in every family. And, but I do believe that they and many others, you know, will come back to the truth as things move forward. And
I got a follow up question, and then I'm going to turn it back to Randy. My follow up question is: do you see where do you see America and, in a larger sense, the West going over the next? I'm going to say between now and the election, if we have one in 2024, where do you see us going? I mean, do you see us kind of hanging status quo like you kind of referenced with respect to something else? Or do you see us perhaps entering a war? Do you see a financial collapse? Do you see, I mean, what do you think over the, like I said, over the next really 13 months?
I think that, like, one of the fellows that I follow, you know, whenever I can online, you know, Matt said the other day, he said, well, you know, the train is going down the tracks at 1,000,000 miles an hour, you know, powered by inertia. And it really doesn't matter who jumps in the front and controls the brakes, because the brakes don't work anymore. And I think that we're going to enter a period of severe turbulence, no matter who you are, where you live. And I think it's going to be easier for some, you know, in the rural areas, but you never know, you know, where the evil comes from or what shape it takes. And we just have to rely on Christ and rely on our own preps that we've done, realizing that even that, you know, is not going to prevent disaster from happening. So I'm kind of like I'm in between an orange and a red, you know, readiness zone and have been for quite some time. And I don't see anything, you know, in the news in the last year or two that's changed that. If anything, it's the needles move more, you know, to the red zone. The election is less than a year away. If we have one, I think that either we won't, or if we do, it's going to be a repeat of what we saw before. I think, like you do, they're going to bring in Michelle and they're going to tout her as they've prepped her for the last 10 or 15 years to do a certain job, and that's to follow their agenda. And I think that's what's going to happen. And you know, and whether it's her or Newsom or somebody we haven't yet seen, I think the agenda is going to continue to move forward, and you're going to see pockets probably, you know, of resistance. You know, God forbid, none of us want to see this, you know, in our own backyard. Unfortunately, we have to be prepared for the possibility that it's going to happen. And that's kind of the way I see it. I don't know if that answered your question, Doug. If there's any more specifics I can add, I will.
No, Randy, pipe in here with your thoughts on this.
As far as a foreign power, who do you see as our biggest threat? Just share that with us. And why?
I think our biggest threat is the people that we have, you know, sitting in Washington and elsewhere right now that are masked, you know, as representing us, that have never represented us, never will represent us, and the pool of people ready to take the next position, the same, you know, with very few exceptions. And I think that's our biggest enemy. I don't think America could have been destroyed from without. I think it had to be destroyed from within, and that was the plan, you know, 100, 150 years ago. It was Francis Bacon's plan, you know, when he talked about the New Atlantis, although it was masked and hidden, you know, behind excellent writing. And I think that's where we're going. I think nothing is as it seems. I think a lot of the science that we like to rely on is scientism. It's another religion that's been created, often not based in fact. And the deception is huge. I think Alex Jones, you know, InfoWars, Prison Planet, I think that says it all. You know, there's no prisoner, you know, so sorrowful as one that doesn't believe they're in prison. And I think that's kind of where we've been for a long time. And it's always been the remnant, you know, that's fought back against this evil. And we have to be a part of it, you know, as best we can, you know, with our own abilities.
You know, you mentioned Prison Planet. I don't know how many people saw this, but a Washington judge just ruled that car manufacturers, and this blew my mind, can legally store your texts and phone calls without your permission. So, you know, and I never got into this, so I've seen people do this where they connect with Bluetooth and somehow the screen on their dashboard reads or you can do stuff with your phone through your car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So this Washington judge said, hey, the car manufacturers now can legally store your texts and phone calls without your permission. And that is something I think that we have to be well aware of. There it is right there. Thank you, Eric the Tech.
Is this like the OnStar system recording you? Or
no.
There's something else in the car.
Bluetooth. To your...
it basically turns your car screen into your phone.
There you go.
Okay.
It basically mirrors your phone.
What he said. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, again,
I know when I sit down in the car, I stick in the thing, and it automatically Bluetooths over to the radio, and then from there, I can flash all five, you know, all the screens that are available on my phone as far as contact stuff, I can have on the car stereo. Yeah, which was their answer to driving while, you know, driving while texting and using the phone.
Which amuses me.
That amuses me because they don't want you doing this, but they want me staring down at the dashboard when I'm doing 75 miles an hour. And that's illegal. Talking on the phone like this isn't.
But the story here and what concerns me the most is obviously the fact that, hey, Ford or Honda or whatever, they can keep and store your text without your knowledge or your phone.
This right here is recording us.
Of course.
This, they're used to be a place where you could go and you had access to your Google recordings.
Yes.
It disappeared. Yes. I remember that. I remember that. That thing, you can shut it off and they can still track it.
That's spyware.
Scary world, I mean, brother.
If you carry a cell phone, and
we need to go back to knobs and ashtrays.
There you go.
There
and
you go.
Cigarette lighters, and you're right, ashtrays.
You got it. And halter tops. No, I'm sorry.
Did you say halter tops? Is that what?
Yeah, we were thinking 70s, man. Yeah.
Okay. I miss it. Definitely. I miss it.
I miss it too.
Look at all these married guys on here talking crap. Wouldn't do a thing. Wouldn't do a thing wrong.
Well, it's okay because our wives don't watch the show, so it's all right. I think that you know, what you start talking about, you know, data collection, and that's always been the key. You know, how much data can you collect? How do you categorize it? You know, can you put it in different files? You know, they did it in Germany. You know, some of our, you know, wonderful billionaire friends here in America have families going back that pioneered this stuff. And it's been going on forever, you know, probably since the dawn of man. And that we've got a lot of evil people running around that report to an evil guy, you know, that we never see. And they control and own everything, you know, in this realm that we call Earth. Mm-hmm. And there is absolutely nothing we can do, you know, other than try to remove ourselves and come out from it. And it's even that's difficult because, you know, people like us, we enjoy sharing things and helping other people. So if I had to be isolated, you know, on a mountainside in Idaho, I've got, you know, probably 5,000 books in my house, and assuming I could carry them all there, I would be happy. I mean, I think all of man's problems are in direct proportion to his inability to sit quietly in his room and read. Yep. And you know, isolation is attractive at some level, but I'm not sure I could do it. I'm not ready for that just yet, you know, at 63. But I think that you know, we can be sorrowful of the conditions. And that's the other thing. I mean, you know, Michael Yann always talks about the environment, you know, and the conditions. And, you know, he always says, well, you know, they don't have to light the match. They can just set up they can pack the dynamite, you know, in your basement and put the other flammables around you, throw in a little bit of gasoline, let you suck down some poison, you know, in your food and water, and, you know, become controllable. And they don't have to throw the match because eventually it's going to happen, even by chance. And, you know, when it does, our whole life changes because everything is so just in time, you know, that we deal with, so interconnected that those that can't be separated might be in for a very rude awakening, you know, as we move forward. That's what I think.
And any thoughts on Klaus Schwab and this World Economic Forum?
I think it's a movie. You know, I think it's a produced movie that we're watching, which is not unlike many other movies that we've seen. You know, whether it be Austin Powers or James Bond, I mean, it's the same. I mean, these people, God bless them, they're dedicated. Okay, and we're supposed to love our enemies. I really have
trouble
trying to find the right word. I'm impressed by their level of evil and their ability to execute the details and kind of fool, you know, everybody else. I mean, you just have to take your hat off to that, but you also have to be able to look at it and say, look, this is just garbage. You know, what does it really mean? Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to go with that program. I'm not going to put on the black pajamas, you know, and farm the rice. It's just not going to happen. And, and I don't want that. I mean, nobody wants that to happen, you know, to have to make that choice, but I'm certainly prepared to do it. And yes, everything right now, this, when I get in my car, you know, the Xbox upgrade that my son bought 10 years ago, it's tracking and, you know, mapping the house. They know everything. I've had helicopters and other aerials fly around outside that are not normal. And I think that if that happens to me, who's a relatively small little guy who doesn't have a lot of internet traction, what's happening to those that do? And I also think there's people involved probably, you know, in the movement that have other agendas as well. You know, it's a complicated life. And we all have to be careful and watch out, you know, for those that we love.
Randy Taylor and Kirk Finney.
I have one question.
Well, we're out of time, brother. We are out of time. Right. I want to thank both of you for coming on board. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been able to do this. Kirk Finney, I'm going to tell you, Water Revolution LLC, that's his company. It'll be in the program description. Click on the link and you'll find more information and offers there. But Kirk, come back and just come back, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anytime.
All right. We really appreciate you. Randy Taylor, thank you so much for being part of the program. God bless you. And see you all soon.